Nolte, WAPO eunuch Dana Milbank claims Biden media coverage worse than Trump's. By John Nolte on December 7, 2021. The Washington Post's Dana Milbank claims the media's being tougher on Joe Biden than it was on Donald Trump. Oh, and he's demanding better media coverage of his fraudulency. Apparently, Milbank's also under the delusion the corporate media can still sway public opinion. Imagine feeling so small and helpless that the only crybaby move you have left is to scream out a lie that makes the world LOL. Oh, but he has a study to prove it. A study, y'all. Is that like a dossier? Anyway, because the study is fake news, and my life goal is to stop the spread of fake news, I'm not going to link any of this nonsense. But if you've ever heard a mouse stuck in a trap let out its final squeak, 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 you've already read Milbank's column. Here's one of those squeaks. Artificial intelligence can now measure the negativity with precision. At my request, Forge.ai, a data analytics unit of the information company FiscalNote, combed through more than 200,000 articles, tens of millions of words, from 65 news websites, newspapers, network and cable news, political publications, news wires and more, to do a sentiment analysis of coverage. Using algorithms that give weight to certain adjectives based on their placement in the story, it rated the coverage Biden received in the first 11 months of 2021 and the coverage President Donald Trump got in the first 11 months of 2020. Here's another. The findings, painstakingly assembled by FiscalNote Vice President Bill Frischling, confirmed my fear: my colleagues and the media are serving as accessories to the murder of democracy. We all know Milbank is not above lying to get a little attention. In the past, he's been caught flat-out fabricating events to smear the political right. But this is something even more delicious. Biden is a failed president. By every measure, the economy, foreign policy, the coronavirus, energy prices, crime, inflation, supply chains, job creation. The man has failed. He inherited a country desperate to explode out of the pandemic, a country ready to boom, and one that was booming. All Biden had to do was what Bill Clinton did when he inherited the same in 1993, and that was to do nothing and get out of the way. Instead, this decrepit, doddering old extremist chose to strangle our energy sector, call for fascist mandates, spend us into record inflation, remove our troops from Afghanistan before removing our citizens, open the southern border to infected illegal aliens, and so on. Biden has failed. His disastrous approval numbers prove it. Every metric proves it. And Milbank is such a desperate eunuch, he believes. LOL, better media coverage will paper over exploding gas and food prices. We'll fix our supply chain, we'll fool Americans into believing Joe Biden doesn't wear a diaper and Kamala Harris has a brain. Actually, it's worse than that. WAPO's desperate eunuch has eyes and ears. He knows his study is just one more corporate media lie. He knows the corporate media are already slathering love all over Biden, are smooching his poop-stained backside, are doing everything possible to cover for his imploding presidency. The desperate eunuch knows this, but he's such a desperate eunuch he's still publishing this lie in the desperate hope better media coverage can salvage Biden. Why? Because that's all he has left. He's so desperate and deluded, he still wants to believe he lives in a world where the media can sway public opinion. Better media coverage. That will convince the public that inflation, empty shelves, and violent crime are double plus good. Better media coverage. That will make it okay to allow mentally ill men to share a locker room with your daughter. Better media coverage. That will convince parents that teaching racial grievance is more important than teaching reading and writing. Better media coverage. That will prove someone stole the strawberries. Sorry, desperate eunuch, but the era of the corporate media being able to manipulate the public is over. The lies, the violence, the hubris, the snobbery, the disdain, the elitism, and did I mention all those goddamned lies? It's all come home to roost. The public no longer trusts the corporate media, which removes the corporate media's ability to influence the public. But listen to the desperate eunuch squeak, squeak, squeak out his laughable study to beg for something that won't even help slow Joe. In reality, all desperate eunuch has done is further damage the corporate media's credibility by launching one more goddamned lie, for which I thank him. Man alive, this is so much fun to watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.